Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching today is entitled, Jesus' Anger and God's Love.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out those who were selling things there, and he said, It is written, My house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers. Every day he was teaching in the temple. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people kept looking for a way to kill him. But they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were spellbound by what they heard. The Gospel of the Lord. And in another translation, we read, the people were hanging on his words. They were the wise ones, eh? So this story is found in all four Gospels. Jesus sees what is going on in the temple, in the house of God, and he simply can't take it. He can't take it. Is it anger or is it adrenaline, energy? If it isn't the scribes and Pharisees actually doing the buying and selling, clearly they are permitting it, tacitly approving it. And they are policing him. But they can't find a way to destroy him because the people are hanging on his words. The people are spellbound. The fact of the matter is this. Jesus has a message to deliver to humankind. The common people understand this. He has the truth, and they want to hear it. The truth about what? About God and humanity, and how to make the connection. And it's exciting, or they wouldn't be spellbound. And today, it's about what's right and what's wrong. The scribes and the Pharisees put up with, they overlook the desecration of the temple. Why? Because it's lucrative for them. They make money on it. And Jesus can't stand it. You see, there is this thing called truth. There is a right and a wrong. There is a bottom line, and I'm here to tell you about it. Everything is not relative. Relative to the weather or the news or the stock exchange or what the politicians are doing or whatever. You know, our beautiful little planet may be whirling around in space in this infinite cosmos, as the scientists tell us. That's true. But for some strange and unimaginable reason, we have a direct connection to the heart of God. God knows we're here, and God cares what we do. Yeah, God sent Jesus to earth to make that crystal clear. That's the good news. The good news is God cares. God cares about how we live and what we do with our lives, how we relate to one another, and all that good stuff. My dear friends, I want you to know this. Truth exists. That's why Jesus got excited. Truth exists, and God cares. Amen. Alleluia. God bless you.